That's music from The Big Takeover, the song Cry, and they are live in studio. Welcome to the KSUT studios, y'all. How's it going?
It's going really good. Thank you for having us here.
Welcome. We're so excited to have you here. Nene Rushy and her band, The Big Takeover. Let's talk about who's in the band. Let's introduce everybody and instrumentation to start with.
Okay. Well, I'm Nene Rushy. I am the front lady. We have Andrew Vogt on trombone here. Chaz Montrose, he plays saxophone. Kerry Shaw, guitar. Rob Kistner plays bass. And Batuhan Attila plays drums.
Right on. You've got a big six-piece band, and you brought everybody out on the road. This is your first national tour?
Yes, we're so excited and having such a really good time.
You were in Santa Fe last night,
yes.
And you started out about a week ago. Where did you start? You started from New York, I'm assuming.
Yes. Our first date on the tour, official date, was in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And that was really fun. That's a fun town that we played in quite a few times. And
yeah, I'm going to talk about the band a little bit. People are like, "How are you? Why are you in Durango? Who are you?" And you know, you've actually been together for quite some time, like since 2007. This is your fourth album.
Yes.
But your first national tour. So you're playing mostly up in the northeastern part of the country. You play in a lot of festivals and clubs. Tell us about what you do.
Yes. Well, we got started in October. It's going to be 10 years that we've been doing this Big Takeover thing. And it's been a really cool journey and adventure. We play in our region of the Hudson Valley, New York region. We play, that's like our region that we have saturated.
You own it.
Yes, we own that.
Mm-hmm.
We own that region. So this is our actual first national tour. And a lot of the cities that we're seeing on this tour, we've never even been to before. So we're just really excited doing what we're doing here.
Well, I think you're going to have a great reception. You're playing The Balcony backstage tonight. You go on at 9:30. And let's hear a song. This is The Big Takeover from New York.
All right. We're going to play a song called Come Before Five.
You don't do. Ooh, 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 ooh. So I think I got to be true with you. Ooh, 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 yeah. So tell me what you cannot do. Ooh, 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 yeah. I feel like I lost my way. I feel like I lost my way. So I'm getting on the straight. I got to go and find it somewhere, baby, I don't know why. I feel like I lost my way. I feel like I lost my way, yeah. So I'm getting on the train. Come get me, baby, come get me, babe. Come before five, I come before five. I'm getting on this train and I am getting so far from you. Come get me, babe. Come before five.
Oh, yeah. The Big Takeover and Come Before Five. You're tuned to Four Corners Public Radio, KSUT. They are live in the studio. Hi.
Hey.
And you're just so calm after that. We're dancing around in here. You do this every night. It's so good for your nervous systems and your brains. You know that playing ska music?
Yeah, I know. I really firmly believe that when we play our shows, I try to tell the audience that like this kind of stuff is good for your upstairs, like your brain thing. Do they, people believe me sometimes, but sometimes they don't.
Well, let's talk about your influences and where that comes from, because your music's really rooted in some very old traditions of dance hall and fabulous uplifting reggae music, which was in a way designed to bring people up, you know, up. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons it was so popular in its day. Big influences for you include Desmond Dekker. Who else?
You know, really anything that came out of Jamaica in the 60s and 70s, just like anyone, just those crooners like Desmond Dekker, Delroy Wilson, Dennis Brown, like all those guys, and Phyllis Dillon, to name one of the ladies that didn't really get that much shine, but she really speaks to me. We love the Scatolites. The Scatolites is big for us. The Specials, out of the 80s, I guess.
Yep.
You know, there are bands that are doing their thing now that we're really inspired by, like the Slackers. They're a band that have been doing what we're doing for double the time that we've been doing it and really doing an awesome job. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, we were talking about that earlier.
Kind of a crossover thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a lot of influences.
Well, the horns are always a big hit with bands, and audiences everywhere just get so lifted up by any kind of music with horns. That's my opinion, personally. I think the sax player's nodding at me right now, and the trombone player's probably smiling as well. You got another song for us?
Yes, we're going to play another one of a Silly Girl called Love Understands. This one actually has a really cool music video that's really funny. And cool. We're on a dinosaur in the music video.
Well, you let folks know what your website is.
Our website is www.bigtakeoverband.com. Everything that you would ever want to know about us is on that website. It's pretty informative.
And you can hear them live tonight at the balcony backstage at 9:30. Here's the Big Takeover live in the KSUT studios.
Let me tell you what I'm thinking about. Show you what we've been fighting about. Why can't we understand love can be a friend, my baby? We are tall, but we don't say nothing. We are low, but we don't say anything. Why can't we just be friends in this love affair? I hear me. Let me pick you up when you're giving up. My love, understand. I won't tell you lies, looking in your eyes. Oh, baby, I. Let me show you what I'm thinking about. Tell you what we've been fighting about. Why can't we understand love can be a friend? My baby, we are tall, but we don't say nothing. We are low, but we don't say anything. Why can't we just be friends in this love affair? I hear them. Let me pick you up when you're giving up. My love, understand. We'll be right back. my baby. We are tall, but we don't say nothing. Oh, we are low, but we don't say anything. Why can't we?
Nice fake ending there for the radio staff in here. We were on it though. The Big Takeover, great song. And Nini, tell us a little bit about how the band. How do you write songs?
Well, it all starts with like a chord progression from guitar or a bass line. So you know, Rob, the bass player, or Carrie, the guitar player, will bring something to the table, and then we'll start to. They'll bring it to me and I'll start making it into something. So like ideas will come to me and we'll start making a verse and a chorus. And then we'll bring it to the band and then everyone puts their two cents in and then it just morphs into a song.
Is that true for both the lyrics and the music, or is it mostly you writing the lyrics and everybody writing the music?
I never write lyrics without music. I never like write lyrics and then bring them and say, oh, let's turn this into a song. It always starts with a chord progression or a bass line.
Cool.
I need music to make something.
Right on. All right, so the next song you guys are going to do, what's the name of it?
It's called Grain of Sugar. It's actually not on the Silly Girl CD. It's on the Children of the Rhythm CD.
I want to hear the chord progression that started it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rob actually came up with that chord progression.
Let's hear this one before. I want to hear how it kind of started, and then we're going to hear the song.
Okay, well, he's saying something about piano, but what was it, Rob? It was
two notes.
He said it was just two notes on the piano. I actually remember. Yeah, it was two notes on. It's a soul song, actually.
Nice.
So.
All right. Well, I still want to hear those two notes right now. They can't remember them right now.
Play the chord progression, Carrie.
We're putting them on the spot. So he was jamming in his house one night, drinking a beer, and came up with a couple of chords on the porch.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And then he brings
it to... On the piano.
Okay, on the piano. It's a nice chord projection. I'm looking forward to the song now.
Yeah.
It's got a nice vibe.
So and he's like, Nini, listen to this.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's reminiscent of a lot of very comfortable and wonderful music. That's what that sounds like. And then you guys take... Sometimes I hear your intros, I think you're going to go one way, and you go somewhere completely different. Your music's fabulous. And
oh,
I know people
really?
Are really looking forward to hearing you tonight at the balcony. So we're really happy to have you here in the studio.
Oh, we're very excited. Thank you so much again for having us
here.
Yeah,
you bet. So this next song is called which?
It's called Grain of Sugar.
All right. Let's take a listen. This is Four Corners Public Radio, KSUT. We've got the Big Takeover live in the studio.
If you ever decide to leave me behind, if you ever decide you no longer need me at your side, you said you never, ever make me cry. If ever you decide to leave me behind, if ever you decide you no longer need me at your side.
Four Corners Public Radio, KSUT. Carrie, thank you for giving birth to that song. That was amazing. Beautiful piece of soul music from The Big Takeover. Nini, your vocals are astonishing. And
thank you.
I know we talked a little bit before you went on the air about some reminders of Sharon Jones and some sounds you guys have very reminiscent of the Dap Kings. And I just really wish you all the best. I know you've landed in the Four Corners for a good reason. Everybody who gets a chance to see you guys tonight is going to have a really, really good time.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
So we're listening to The Big Takeover on Four Corners Public Radio, KSUT. Is that three songs already? Did they already do three?
Oh, yeah, it was three.
Maybe we can do one to go out, because I know Kenny's still got like 9 minutes before he has to be out of here. So you got another one in you? Because, you know, everybody wants to hear this music. This is good on a Friday afternoon.
Let's think about it. What do you guys want to play?
I played Silly Girl earlier, and also heard Cry already. We've got a big old album thing going on this afternoon with you all.
Let's do...
While you guys are deciding, Nene, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
How long have you been singing?
You know, I used to, when I was a kid, I grew up in Jamaica, and we used to, I used to sing in church, and I used to do chorus, which wasn't this. I had never done anything like this until I moved to college, and I met these guys, and we realized that we should start a band. I knew I liked to sing, but I didn't do anything like this. So
how'd you find the first set list, for instance?
How did we find the first set list? We got together and made a band, and we started writing songs.
So it was always original music.
Oh, yeah, always. Right, we never really did the cover thing. We did covers to get people's attention once we realized that, you know, that's kind of something that you have to do. That's kind of like a gimmick that you have to do.
Or to get people comfortable with
comfortable, to get them to pay attention, to get them intrigued somewhat. But we always... Some of the songs that we played now, what we play now, are songs that we played that very first rehearsal that we got together and write because we saw that there was chemistry.
Very good. That's very impressive, you know, especially for bands, you know, just starting out. And I'm assuming a lot of reggae bands play a lot of covers, you know, because it's sort of thing. So you've always been writing your own music. It's good music.
Thank you. We'd
love to hear another one. This is The Big Takeover on Four Corners Public Radio.
Thank you. I think they just decided to do Paddles.
Is that okay with you?
What version are we doing? All right, we're going to do a special version of Paddles for
you. Awesome. Perfect. Perfect for a river country up here in the Four Corners, too.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Great, great music. So
Thank
glad
you.
You're here.
And I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these paddles of mine. And I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these paddles of mine. And I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these paddles of mine. And I'm gonna take it slow, baby. Hey. I'm giving up the things that I said, yeah. I know you do not like when I get crazy. Every time I see your face, I think, why, I'm taking back the things that I said, yeah. I know you do not like my honesty, yeah. Every time I see your face, I think, why, I'm gonna take these paddles of mine, and I'm gonna take it slow. I'm gonna take these paddles of mine, and I'm gonna take it so slowly, baby. Take two bottles of wine, but I'm gonna do it, baby. Oh, I'm gonna do it, baby. I do it. I'm taking back the things that I took, yeah. I know you do not like when I get shook, yeah. Every time I see your face, I'm thinking, ooh, why, I'm taking back the things that I took, yeah. I know you do not like when I get shook, yeah. Every time I see your face, I'm thinking, why? I'm gonna take these paddles out my eye, and I'm gonna take his love, oh yeah. I'm gonna take these paddles out my eye, and I'm gonna row away to Squealy Hoodie, yeah. It's gonna take two bottles of wine, but I'm gonna do it. Yes, I'm gonna do it, baby. I'm gonna do it, do it. I'm gonna do it. Thank you.
a mighty big thanks to the big takeover here on KSUT.
Thank you.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for listening to us, and thank you for liking us.
Oh, you guys are amazing. I'm so glad you're here, and now we know why you're in Durango. Well, how did you pick Durango, though, by the way?
You know, we didn't have anything to do with it. We have people that book for us.
Uh-huh.
And they just happen to push us in the right direction.
It's a good town for music, and folks going out to the balcony backstage tonight, you'll see the big takeover around 9:30, and you're in for a really great time, and we'll be continuing to play your new CD, Silly Girl, here on the air. Check out your website again. Give out the website, and folks
BigTakeoverBand.com is the website. We're all over the internet. If you just search for us, you will find us. Follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff. We're there.
All right. Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Great set.